after the convoy attack.
Their agreement to work. That is very clear. The Security Council, also all the members who spoke there, some of them at the head of state level, gave their support to the efforts of the co-chairs and expressed their determination to help them in discharging their duties.
Ramsey said he hoped to hear a positive outcome within hours. This is VOA News. America's top military officer said Russia bears ultimate responsibility for an airstrike on a UN humanitarian convoy in Syria, and that he does not favor sharing military intelligence with Moscow in the Syrian conflict. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, testifying today before the Senate Armed Services Committee, says that two Russian aircraft were in that area at the time when the convoy was attacked. General Dunford said his opinion is not conclusive, but if it was not Russia, then it was the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. As for the coordinated efforts between the U.S. and Russia envisioned in a failed Syrian ceasefire, Dunford said he does not believe it would be a good idea to share intelligence with the Russians. The president of the Democratic Republic of Congo is about to enter an unusual political limbo as his term officially expires in December, but elections are nowhere in sight. They have raised fears this Central African